And now what he wants us to do is he suggested we can evaluate worldviews.
Right. Right?
We can determine to a certain extent which worldview is, as he says, more true than another worldview. Mm-hmm. Right?
Because he's trying to answer the question of why should I believe Christianity? And he's positing that Christianity isn't this just collection of facts or events or things that you kind of believe that affect you when you go to church on Sunday.
Right.
But it's an all-encompassing worldview. And a worldview is how you see the world and obtain evidence, bring stuff in, accept things, or evaluate things as being good or accurate.
Yeah, good. So he says, the first chapter, he says, explain that we should want our beliefs to be true. And the way we determine whether our beliefs or our other people's beliefs are true are by considering reasons for and against those beliefs, right? Mm-hmm. So if we want to know if a particular belief is true, one of the things we do is we ask for the reasons to determine whether or not that belief is true. So, you know, here I have a book. I believe that there is a book on the table. Well, what's your reason? Well, in this instance, I see it, mm-hmm. right? And so we can give reasons for our various beliefs.
It's reasonable.
And he says the same principle can apply with worldviews, right? We can examine worldviews, look at the various reasons to determine which worldview is true or more true than mm-hmm. another one,
right? And so we start with here how to evaluate the worldviews. And so we consider various reasons for thinking that a worldview is true and also various reasons for thinking that a worldview is not true.
Hmm.
Because, you know, you're going to be coming into conflict with people who hold different things, even those that claim to be Christians as well. So I believe that God doesn't have the body, a physical body. You might believe that God the Father has a physical body. Well, you're a Mormon, I'm not a Mormon, and so there are implications to that, and so we can see by comparing those two that they're different, and so how do we evaluate from there as well? So another way to put the point is to say that we can evaluate worldviews with respect to their truth claims. So not just, you know, oh, I think chocolate ice cream is the best, but there is such a thing as ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay. We can apply
ice cream exists.
Yeah, right.
That's a truth claim, right?